Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. What do consumers want? Glenn Tonzer knows. We're back with Glenn in just a moment. Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 4th, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 29,000 head to be offered, 8,600 yearling steers, 4,100 yearling heifers, 7,900 weaned calves, and 6,700 calves on cows. If you want details about when a lot may sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call us 800-422-2117.
The way crop prices fluctuate, you're actually thinking about trying to save some money by not using a product like Black Max 22 this year. Now here's the problem. Because prices are volatile, improving yield becomes your most important strategy. And Black Max 22's proprietary LHS technology is designed to optimize your soil, reduce fertilizer burn, and improve yield potential year after year. Don't let saving money cost you money. When it comes to your nutrition program, remember Black Max 22, because if you feed it, you need it. See your local CPS retailer today.
Extension Livestock Market economist Dr. Glenn Tonzer has been involved in research looking at the needs and the wants of consumers when it comes to the meat they buy. And Dr. Tonzer says there's a couple of things right at the top of the wish list or the want list for most consumers.
Safety and freshness are the two biggest attributes, and this isn't unique to our study, by the way. It's been kind of cross-validated many, many times, that if you can only pick two things, safety and freshness of beef is what is most important. Now, those aren't what we talk a lot about in these social dilemmas. Safety a little bit because it's related to other things, but we don't really talk about freshness. It's not viewed as controversial. It's just, you know, it's supposed to be fresh. Things that we talk about that are controversial but are a little bit lower ranking for a typical meat purchasing decision are hormone-free or antibiotic-free, animal well-being, you know, verified, the relative impact on the environment, whether it's locally sourced or not, or country of origin labeling, all those kind of things. In many ways, I call those social aspects. So they have to do with some kind of societal view about how/where the food is produced. And they're not directly related to taste, freshness, price, safety. Yes, they have implications on those, but they're not, you know, they're more divisive because there's a debate about whether we should be producing and have this environmental impact or whether we should be producing and use this technology. That's very different than, you know, is this product fresh or not? That's a lot less controversial.
Now, the challenge to the beef cattle industry is how you provide verification of the various claims that consumers say they want. For example, things like antibiotic-free.
I cannot verify if it's antibiotic-free or not just looking at it as an average person. The only way a consumer can be informed on that is for there to be a system that tracks, labels, sorts, and provides that information to them. So I don't think it's by accident that there's growing calls for verification and documentation of those practices, because that's the only way the public gets information on those practices. You don't get the same kind of call for a freshness or a taste claim per se, because we could personally experience it, or because particularly like the grocery store side or, you know, restaurants, they see an opportunity to do a guaranteed tender, right, and play to that, and it kind of quote unquote pays for itself. So it's not a debate. You do it if there's value in doing it, and the market works if you like. Where the market's a little bit less clear is on these other things like environmental impact, origin labeling, those kind of things, where the typical consumer is not revealing a higher willingness to pay, but yet they're asking for some information on that product.
So the dilemma is that while consumers may want that information, they don't necessarily want to pay any additional costs for the verification that may be needed to give them that claim with any assurance. Dr. Glenn Tonzer of K-State. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the annual LimFlex and Limousine Production Sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, Saturday, May 6th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch on State Highway 5 in Chattanooga, Oklahoma. The sale features 180 head, selling as 120 lots. For sale information, you can call Ken Holloway at 580-597-3006 or go online to www.hallchr.com or www.americancattleservices.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.